International.
Why should we care? Why should we care? Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care. I am your host, Chris Tellez, as always. We're joined this week by our regular co-host and my blood brother, AJ Henderson.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back, Age. You were gone last week.
Yeah. There was a scheduling conflict.
They wouldn't give you off?
No. They said, you got to make the pizzas.
Wasn't there one day you just told me you were going to walk out just for no reason one day?
There's a lot of times I've thought about it just because, like, just that feeling of, like, being free and that the world is whatever you want it to be.
But what would you do when they fire you?
I guess work at another pizza place.
Oh, yeah. I guess you would do it. If you ever stop working at Austin's Pizza, you think you just go stay in pizza?
It's the world that I know the most right now.
Really?
So maybe. I guess I would try to...
Switch it over to burgers or something?
I think I'd try to go work at Wheatsville. Why? Because I know some people that already work there, and it seems like a pretty sweet deal.
Do they have a pizza department?
No, they do not.
Oh, well, maybe they will once you start. Yeah.
I think they have pizza. I don't know a lot about them. I think you have to get along with vegans. Like, that's the deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get along with vegans.
No, they're people too, you know? But I don't know a lot about, like, vegan diets, so I'd be like, I'm assuming this is all good for you, so.
Yeah, you definitely need to stay at Austin's Pizza.
Yeah, because it's all bad for you. I know that.
It's their new tagline. Yeah.
Brian, you don't talk until we introduce you. I'm sorry about that, AJ.
It's all right.
So, okay. How's it feel to be back, man?
I'm loving it. This is great.
Yeah, did you listen to last week's episode?
You know I didn't.
You didn't?
No, you've never listened to the episodes that I've hosted without you.
Because those suck. So,
I'm assuming that's kind of how that went, too.
No, I think it went really well.
I'll never know.
I'm telling you.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Courtney
I'm a cool
Peterson,
guy like that.
Former Austin comic.
Yeah.
Now L.A. big time.
Was yes,
on
of course.
Talking about Love yeah. Island.
Okay.
And we had Michael Priest and Mike Wiebe, the two Mikes. We had
two
them both
Mikes,
as
yeah.
co-hosts.
All right.
And man, it was mind-blowingly
just,
funny.
Just wackiness ensued, huh?
From the beginning to the end.
All right.
Yeah. But there were times where, no, it was all good, actually.
All of it?
Yeah.
All
it right. was actually a perfect episode. Go listen to it.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't know that when you did your episode about fascism, because as you know, I didn't listen to that.
I'm very aware.
You had Mark Goldsmith talking about it.
Uh-huh.
I love Mark. That guy has fixed every car that I've ever had.
I know. He's a very handy friend to have around.
Seriously, if you guys could stalk this guy, Mark Goldsmith, you will think he's the coolest guy ever.
Oh,
we don't really give a lot of
a
cool guy shout outs here.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not funny or anything, but...
Yeah, that's not his deal, though.
He's smart. He knows everything about everything.
He does. I watched him clean out, like, a car engine in a dorm room bathroom, just because, like, that's the only place he had to do it at.
Yeah,
and,
I mean...
A fun fact about that car, it caught on fire.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, well, two times I've had car issues. I just believe it.
This case, yeah. I just realized that.
You made him sound bad there, yeah.
You know, it's like it took him a while to get there. He's good now.
Who else was with you? Jake Rowe, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the part that I would be like, man.
Well, it was going to be Pat Sirois, but like he gifted me Jake Rowe when he couldn't do it. But it turned out fine.
No. you guys let us know if you've heard this. I told you a few of my friends heard it, and they were like, when you said I wasn't on, they just hit the stop
right,
button.
Right, because you're right. Okay.
But you know what? Maybe one of these days.
There you are.
Maybe not. All right, well, I didn't even know. AJ brought it to my attention that we're over 2 years, over 100 episodes.
We're either there, past it, or just a little before it.
If it hasn't taken off now, it's probably not.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I'm starting to tell myself.
Yeah, there's very few unsuccessful shows that made it to 100 episodes.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I know this... comedian Cameron Buchholz had a podcast I never listened to. But it had hundreds of episodes, and I'm like, surely no one listens to this.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed until right this minute.
I know. Take that, Cameron Buttholes. Yeah. I just brought him up to give him a quick slam.
You mean cramming buttholes.
Brian.
Yeah, that was good.
Brian, no matter how hilarious it is. I just couldn't. That is hilarious and does make sense.
I couldn't let it pass.
You got to wait for the intro. Ethan has to stay and do hours of editing when people do stuff like that.
Here all
we'll
night.
Cover it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to introduce our guest now. He's back on the show. You guys remember he was on maybe like a year ago, talk about 90210.
Yeah. You guys were a lot more hopeful about the future of the podcast.
No, and I was like, I wonder if he's going to talk about some old ass shit this time. What is it, Brian? What are we going to talk about?
Newspapers.
Oh, wow.
It can't Love get it. Much older.
We're psyched.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Print?
45 minutes of newspapers coming right up.
Well, I was thinking about old school video games, but I thought that's what you expect from me.
Should have probably did that.
Should we do that? We can change. No. We can change tax.
See, you said what you said.
People have. Yeah, you said what you said. We've never let anybody switch on the moment.
You haven't?
I mean, there are times we should have let somebody switch.
Yeah, you're like, let's just pull the ripcord on this one and try
like
something.
The Soaps guys, when they were like, we're just going to talk about rock guys, we should have said, yeah, please just leave the fucking room.
They weren't even sure if that's what they were going to talk about.
Yeah.
They were talking about what? Rot?
Like rock guys?
What? Yeah, I mean, their words is rock guys, but they were just talking about rock and roll musicians.
I think you guys
rock stars.
I think you guys were complaining about them the last time I was on the podcast.
And we've done it every episode in between.
It's haunted our show ever since,
We can't stress enough.
Can't get over
how we, if we were a label, we would have dropped them. Yeah. But they're not signed.
They
were?
Yeah, to Burger Records, which is actually a pretty good label.
Is that like being signed to Sure Thing?
No,
it's like
better.
Being signed to like, I don't know, like...
I'm just kidding, Sure Thing.
Oh, almost like Sub Pop in the 80s.
No, no.
It is in today's standards, I feel like, where
Burger
that wasn't...
Burger Records?
Yeah, where it's like, it wasn't important then, but it is now.
Oh, that's cool. It came up.
Somebody at the main office must have heard a demo and delivered a dropping.
I mean, they like fit that look, you know, just like guys that wake up in the afternoon and just rock.
Cool guys.
You know? Yeah.
They do look unwashed and sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, like thinking all lyrics were like super deep, you know, and like meant and then like I got older that. And like, but then like I met Sounds dudes and bands and I was like, these guys are dumbasses.
Yeah, they're not
like,
thinking about it.
No offense, but like not all musicians, but like, you know.
Man, I was in a band, as I've mentioned several times on the episode, Man Factory. Check us out on Spotify. I can't believe we didn't take off. Anyway, and I remember some of the songwriters in there would write songs. I'd be in a car next to them looking. I'm like, man, I am sitting next to a rock god right
like
now.
This guy's killing it.
And
where
I wasn't.
This
they all stopped making music. But I was lucky enough to be in like a band with just real good dudes. But as I got older, I started hanging out with the band scene sometimes, even out here. And there's a lot of great artists, but sometimes I feel you on that. I'm like, this guy's making fucking...
really?
This guy's making everybody swoon? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a specific fart joke or something that somebody told, but... Man, now I'm thinking about it, maybe I'm
this
just being a hater.
This is just about how society's bullshit.
I already know that.
Yeah.
Song's going to be sad, y'all.
People who talk a lot
one
of shit.
One and a two and a three and a four.
It's about people who like to talk a lot of shit on the internet.
There are some bands that rock, though. I mean, I just don't want to meet them now.
Yeah, it's probably better that way, though.
I grew up a GNR fan. Imagine meeting Axl. That would have destroyed your dreams.
I'm sure he would have been
asshole.
A complete fucking asshole. I was a huge GNR fan.
Yeah. Oh, man. Could you imagine if he walked by? At least you're white. I'm afraid he'd say something. He's not even racist, but there's a chance.
He used the N-word on a song, and it like...
One in a million. I know
everyone
the track.
Let it go.
I know. Isn't that so weird?
Axl got away with everything. Like, he would have gotten...
If the internet existed back then.
He would have gotten Me Too'd. He would have gotten like all
or were
the
they just that good.
They
some
were
people are just like
that
you know
was
what?
Yeah
they could I tread
I mean but like out the gate you can kind of tell where these guys were coming from, you know. There was like
they were drunk I think that was back when we just sort of assumed all musicians were drunk asshole
sleazy losers.
They
were the kings of sleaze rock and the world was just a different time. Different
oyster.
Times back then
Oh they're just
the
bad,
world was
they're
their
just
oyster.
Bad boys.
It's time for them to rule the world.
Disgusting.
Then Nirvana was around too. And, you know, if you wanted to be PC, that was like the group that you got behind.
I remember when that Pearl controversy Jam. Happened with GNR, all he said was like, "That's not how I meant it." And everybody was like, "Okay." How did he get away with that?
Yeah.
I still think someone's going to come back and bring that up eventually today on the internet.
Like, you use the N word.
Like, once GNR drops a new album or something, and everybody's like, "Wait a sec."
Yeah, just be sorry.
Hey, that was good. We'll leave that in. Make sure to put some reverb on in editing, please, when AJ drops sorry.
I can't stay mad at you, Axel.
Okay, now I wish we were talking about GNR. But yeah, we're talking about newspapers today.
Sorry, we can change. We can
no,
get
we're not. I want to know.
Then my other thing I was going to talk about the Montreal Screwjob, but then I remembered you have been on another podcast explaining the whole thing, so it's like, I already know you care about
that. We can just
talk
about that in a corner at a party sometime.
That's the Kennedy assassination of professional wrestling.
I know. It's the Zapruder tapes and everything.
Totally.
Yeah. So what made you think about newspapers?
So newspapers, and this is kind of weird because like I don't currently have a print subscription to like a newspaper. So it's going to be. So
did you ever?
No, never. So I'm also going to I'm going to try to convince myself too, but I got a digital one.
You're like, they're fun to roll up and beat animals.
It's fun to just waste paper.
Yeah.
So newspapers, I'm not advocating for the print now because I don't think it's realistic, but I do think that it is important to have like, to pay attention to follow and ideally like subscribe to your local paper because I think it's, while I think there's this whole like anti-media sentiment now, especially like with Fox News, like, well, they're just all liars and bullshitters and whatever. But I think that a lot of like local journalism, it sucks that it's going through a terrible for the last like 20 years. The internet has been killing it like not even slow motion and fast motion. But it sucks because we're going to lose like a lot of just local reporting. And by that, I mean people go out to city council meetings, people who go to the school board, people who like pay attention to shit. For those of us who don't, like, I'm never going to sit through a city council meeting.
Yeah, why would you?
Right. But like the reality is like all these city councils, including Austin, do fucked up shit. And like, but they do it like they'll hold a meeting until like 5 a.m. and like pass like important shit then to try like, you know, do it out of sight. And I think they've even done studies to where like communities where the local paper has gone out of business, their taxes go up because there's just like no one paying attention anymore. So I don't know. I think it's weird because it's like newspapers are like a for-profit institution, but they're also providing a public good. And I don't think they've found the right balance yet between like, you know, trying to make money. But really, I think they should be like operating or restructured as like nonprofits because there is a public good. And you can say, well, but Brian, we have local TV. Local TV sucks. Like, yeah, it's fucking garbage. Like, some of them are very nice people. I think some of them are trying to do a good job. But they will lead with like a fire or something.
They're all owned by Sinclair.
Right. That's right.
What's Sinclair?
It's a huge media company that's like bought up, I don't know, a third of the local TV stations in the country.
They're really right leaning. Like they've made their own spots for like this like Andy Rooney type guy that's like, things used to be better when we could all be racist.
They made all their anchors read like a statement that sounded
following. I'm not following any of this.
The real Andy Rooney was like that too.
It came from like a truer place. I felt where it's like he could be racist, but you know, everyone could be fine.
Yeah. Like Axel. He and Axel Rose.
Axel
could use the N word, but no one else could. They were the two whites.
But he wouldn't begrudge you a job, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you can still work in our society.
You talking about the Andy Rooney guy?
Yeah.
Type of guy?
Yeah.
Who's Andy Rooney?
He's just this guy.
Did you ever watch
60
Minutes? He was always at the end.
Oh, I probably know him if I saw him, but I don't know him that well. No,
just, oh, that's I remember Andy Rooney? One. He also wrote a syndicated column back in the day, and I remember reading one, and it was just all about how he was afraid to die. because he's an atheist. He was an atheist and he didn't believe anything, but he was still like scared shitless.
Yeah, why wouldn't she be?
It was the most like, honest thing I've ever read.
I can get why behind that kind of like yeah, just.
And he was old.
Oh yeah, I see him now. That
he was yeah,
he looks like
guy.
He was dead even while he was alive.
Yeah, he's been old like.
Wait, is he
forever.
Still alive?
No, he's dead.
Okay, good. That would be haunting to run into in the streets.
Now but, they got some white lady to take his place.
So. The newspaper industry being a dying industry.
The Statesman is dying. Like,
yeah,
it got
used to
sold,
work for the Statesman.
Yeah, it just got sold to a new owner. They are currently like just stripping it. Like just like they're offering people buyouts, but they're just like they're probably going to just strip it for parts. And
so you think basically it's important to have a newspaper still delivered because you think it's just a better way of getting news? Because I like getting my news on my Facebook feed.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't.
I've done that way more times in my life already.
Yeah.
Than having to get a paper and sift through it and have a disgusting paper fill on my
fingers.
Yeah,
through like the stocks and exchanges.
You know, in some
countries,
still check my stocks.
The comics.
The comics.
The Ziggy.
I like to read the sports pages to see who won last night.
I used to always do that.
Me too.
When I was younger, I'd just look at statistics.
See if
and
the Rangers won. Yeah. No, I don't think the print version is like important. Like, that's going to go away. But,
okay.
And I don't think it's necessary.
I just assumed you were just talking about newspapers. Papers like literally
no I mean I think like
you're just talking about
like local the, journalism
the, yeah the and that's why I think like blogs I think and all these like provide a good service but they still don't have the staff to like you know really like cover a community and go out to all these little meetings and shit like that so I don't know it's just scary like it feels like we're moving like past facts too where like people don't give a shit like what's
yeah
they don't there's no like universal like source like okay we can all agree that
yeah.
this is true
oh dude it's so fucked
and
up
and I think it's fucked up because then you live in like then you're in one of these countries where it's like all conspiracy theories all you know a strong man
like
leader
now,
yeah.
like, whoa it's like clear that we all get our news from a different kind of source
yeah
that selects their own narrative and kind of brainwashes
like Trump supporters like
they're the wrong ones
they,
and we're the right ones
well but they like won't
yet they're called right
right but like they won't
more like wrong wing just had to get that one in there real quick
reverb on that.
But like yeah they will just if he says something's fake they believe it that's like a third of the fucking
yeah he doesn't
country.
Even
that's
have
crazy.
To prove it like
yeah, yeah.
Have
to, despite like, so many is. Like sources around to prove him wrong
or
easily,
like recordings
they don't even
know?
Want to hear it
no.
Like if you just say but look here's evidence
right
they're just like nope I'm not gonna believe in that I'm
that
could have
been
I'm
made
gonna
up.
Believe in Q like,
yeah
like,
yeah
no, QAnon
yourself.
Man those people are killing people those guys are nuts
wait QAnon are killing people
yeah they're like they're running like cars into people. I read this like that. Unless that's
this is
fake
a conspiracy
news.
Theory you're reading. I haven't heard
no,
about
no,
this at
man.
All.
I like
how they need to like make up these grand conspiracy theories about like Hillary and Obama yeah. and all these are
yes.
running like child pedophilia rings and all
that's
this. Like
insanity.
We already have one at like the Catholic Church is doing that right now. Like why aren't you
yeah.
up in arms
about
that?
Yeah, it's like
because you could solve that one.
Yeah, like, throw them in jail. Like
yeah,
just
yeah.
start throwing motherfuckers
and,
in jail.
And then what
those
would you have to
different.
Talk about? And then what, you'd have to move on with your life? No.
I think it's just because like if something's been around for a long time, yeah. we're like, ah, it's an institution.
It's how
fine.
It is.
Yeah, it's just whatever. They said they'll do better.
It's been weird.
I believe them.
Dude, like the news is the new best television now. And I think it's maybe it's just part of getting older as well because I mean, when I followed the news when I was younger, but obviously not as much now. Like I just sit in my living room and watch different different shit all day.
Do you really?
Like, yes. It's just like I'm obsessed.
Mostly, you kind of have to now because it's just crazy. I mean, every day it's so
I did
crazy.
That when Obama was here too, but like with Trump, it's just even more so because it's just more surreal and unbelievable that people could be this goddamn stupid. But
well, all the, but like the cable news, I think, is just here like even MSNBC, I think, is crap.
I hate watch it.
Because it's just like all this Russia bullshit. That's why I say newspapers, because it's like all the big stories that get broken nationally, they're like from the New York Times or the Washington Post. That op-ed, that anonymous op-ed that came out.
Pence, yes.
Yeah, you think it's Pence who did it?
So far, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, the only, I believe anybody would turn on Trump because nobody is as crazy or dumb as Donald Trump but himself.
I think they're all trying to cover their asses too, because when he inevitably collapses, they can be like look, we tried, we were the good ones inside.
He's just a madman. He was gonna fire us like The Apprentice,
right?
And we just couldn't. It was like a reality show in the White House.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think you
feel like it should be one official source that says these are the facts. But
I don't think
if it's not what you don't want it to be, people are going to ignore it anyway.
I don't think you should ever get your facts from just one source.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of these older conservatives run into a problem, because they listen to Fox News, which is basically state TV when there's a Republican president. They're just going to. But that's all or these InfoWars psychos. Whereas I feel like you should read like a bunch of shit and then make up your own mind. And everybody says that, but nobody does.
This is like a lot of people who probably just don't follow the news anyway. So when they watch something like InfoWars, they're just like captivated by the insanity of it. Maybe. And they just believe, oh, this is the truth because he's on TV. Oh, he has a show. So like they don't think that hard about it, I don't think.
I think for InfoWars,
I think some people just aren't thirsty for knowledge. So guy's entertaining. Yelling that we have robots. Yeah. Like I'm into this kind of news.
Or like the true
tragic though.
The true believer InfoWars people, I think, are like dudes who like maybe life hasn't worked out for them.
And you just want to hate projectors.
No, but I think they get a certain power in thinking they've figured out some secret shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's what InfoWars gives you. Like, well, we know what Icebreaker really City. Going on.
Yeah. I'm just collecting knowledgeable stuff. Because, I mean, life hasn't worked out for me, but,
But you know what? You're still a fun-loving guy. You got a podcast.
Only on the outside, man.
You came in second in FBIA. That's something.
Yeah.
Yet.
That's not winning, is it? Speaking of which, man, let me sidetrack out of this newspaper crap.
That's what we do.
Austin Chronicles having their yearly. Did you hear about this?
The best of.
The best of.
People fucking cream themselves over this shit.
Dude. I mean, I didn't even know it was nomination time.
Oh, so I'm pretty sure
last year our podcast didn't get nominated.
No,
not going to get nominated this year.
And to that, I'm like, why the hell not?
Have you been nominated for Best Comic before?
I don't think so.
Me either. Sure would be an honor.
It feels like lame to campaign, though.
You know what I mean? This is the first year I saw other people campaign, and
I can think of a lot of comics or like groups who would like campaign for. I think of like improv groups or something, like, hey, vote for,
it's just gonna be weird when I don't even know who wins it every year. I don't really remember.
Master Pancake used to win Best Comedian every time, but I think they had to
stand-up
make
comedian.
Yeah, well, they just called it Best Comedian or group or whatever, so they won.
Is there
every
a guy named Master Pancake?
But they had to make it a separate category because they were just like,
it's
the only thing people know.
Well, last year, my show was nominated for Best Stand-Up Showcase.
It was?
Golden. That's awesome. And then we lost to Moon Tower Comedy Festival, so that's fine.
That's kind of a different thing, though.
Yeah, it's like a festival.
It should be, it should be like you guys, Punch,
Punch was nominated, Live at Coal Town.
Yeah, and then, Punch should win.
Punch, I would rather be on Punch than my own show, sure.
No, shit's golden. No, you got some good shit going on.
Yeah, but for 7 years, I mean, those should be sold out all the time. I mean, we really don't try, so whatever.
Bearden does put actual effort into Punch.
Yeah, he and has
that
banners
is,
and
that
stuff.
That is the secret sauce.
he puts effort. But if some piece of shit comic wins it this year, I'm going to be angry.
Which comics have won in the past?
I don't know. I mean,
will it be like LaShonda this year?
She just wins it this year. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like an in memoriam.
Oh, why didn't we think of this before?
That'd be badass.
No.
Because then everyone would feel guilty to try to run against her.
I'll just be more mad at it. I think like Maggie May might have won it 1 year.
That's she's great. Good.
Yeah. I think it usually goes to someone, but in a way, it'd be kind of fun if it just went to a comic who's been doing it for like 5-6 months, and he's just like, yeah.
Who got all his
he
friends.
He did all other comics.
I haven't even peaked yet. I'll be doing my 3 minutes tonight.
He just got his buddies at the call center to vote for him.
Yeah, it's like that kind of thing. I'm like, fuck. But yeah, we won't be nominated unless we have enough fans that just nominated us, but I fucking doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Our show rules without the validation, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, fuck it, we don't need you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
anyway,
it would be nice.
Back to newspapers.
The subject you've all been claiming.
Enough of this behind the scenes, but in the middle of an episode.
All right.
I kind of run out of steam already. I don't know what else, yeah, I don't know what else to say
about
it.
I'm still kind of conflicted on what the whole topic is.
I got to tell you why I'm into like journalism. Like newspaper dealing.
Oh, I won AJ. I've won AJ over.
Finally,
like why I hate the way that like the internet does it, because it's just like with newspapers or people who are professional journalists,
yes,
they have to like they have to present their facts.
Go off.
They gotta cite their sources, and never can they say that you are like wrong or an idiot. Like right off the bat, and it feels like there's like a lot of like these clickbait sites that like say like this is why you're wrong about everything and you should hate yourself and you're racist if you didn't like the new Star Wars, you know, and it's just like Jesus, man, get off my back.
Yeah, here's why.
I'm just trying to cut up a pizza over
just
here.
Just trying to get through my day.
Also, like fuck all those clickbait sites like BuzzFeed, yeah, the Huffington, yeah, but like they got started by stealing news from
other
news out, like news, you know, news out, reputable
news. From somewhere.
But they, right, but they built
from
up.
From us.
They're like these Instagram accounts, like Fuck Jerry or something, that just like steal until they get a big platform, and then they're like, oh, well, we're going legit now. Like BuzzFeed does its own reporting. Now, fuck y'all.
Top 10 celebrity breakups. I don't think they stole that from anywhere.
Sounds like a
and
brand
those
new
listicles
thing.
Yeah. Well, that was okay. Admittedly, a stroke of genius.
I'm a sucker for the countdowns. No, I don't click on that shit.
I love my Harry Potter. Who's Harry Potter character are you?
I saw this one where they were just like, "Here's like the shady things that Tom Hanks isn't really known for."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm kind of interested in that." We'll be like, and all of it was levied against his son. Like Tom Hanks didn't do anything wrong.
About
like
Colin Hanks,
not Colin Hanks, the one that's a rapper.
Yeah,
the other son that he has.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, yeah, the black sheep. But it was like all about him. It is like Tom Hanks can't really be held accountable for like most of the stuff he's done.
All
his,
those celebrity like, kids are fucked up too.
Yeah,
like they all end up dead. You know,
or Colin looks like he's doing all right.
He seems all right. Yeah.
His name's Chet Hayes. Maybe
that's the one.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Tell us his honest side.
Chet Hayes, I'm going to save that link.
But yeah, they sucked me in, and they didn't even deliver on the goods.
Yeah, like, because there's no bad things about Tom Hanks,
he's
pal.
A great guy.
Hate to break it to you.
Also, I feel like to be a journalist now, like you don't need any qualifications, like to write for BuzzFeed.
I'm a journalist, actually.
Yeah, like, no, but people just like, oh, well, I've just been interested in this topic. Like, I feel like if you work for the fucking New York Times, you paid some dues. I'm not saying they're all good.
You went to college.
Or you studied the shit, or you're like a science, like your professional background.
Sucking on the teat is what you're saying.
Not
and
all,
New York Times
but
is the.
I'm not saying just
the owner
them.
Of the teats.
They have fucked up before plenty of times. I'm just using them as like a national example. They're
doing
great.
They hold themselves accountable when they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fox News doesn't run corrections.
Right.
That's all they would run.
I saw one of those things on Facebook that was like, you get a year or maybe 2 years of papers from New York Times if you subscribe. And it was like, for like $4
or 50 cents.
Yeah. And I was like, I might even do that, but I didn't. But I was like, what a fucking deal. I just didn't know. I was like, does that mean I get the paper at my apartment?
You know, print papers are still.
The guy has to get out of his car and walk it up. He goes, I can't just throw it at the house. I gotta walk it up to this motherfucker. I'm gonna rub this newspaper against
up
my balls.
Up his four-story walk up. Yeah.
To put his paper there. He comes every day and he just sees the paper, never gets picked up. Miss one, I just call in, hey man, where's my fucking paper?
That's a knock on your door to get like the to get the payment.
They're still big in other countries. One of my bosses came back from Ireland. He showed me the paper there. It was like, it looked like fucking a paper from the 80s. He's yeah, they just still read it there. Man, it's still like huge.
My old job, they used to just drop the paper off and we just lay them out. And I used to think like, man, it's so rare to see. I'm back to just talk about actual papers.
Sure. Yeah. The physical newspaper.
Yeah, but it is always like a local paper for sure. I'm a New York Times man. where do you get your news information from?
Well, InfoWars, of course. Breitbart, Fox
News. It's been
kind of
hard lately.
Yeah, 4chan.
8chan.
Yeah, Stormfront.
I'm real deep in there.
I don't know. I do read the Times. I read the Statesman locally. I read just like a bunch. Twitter is great for news. Okay. Like if you follow a bunch of news sources, like
I used to, but then my numbers were getting too plump, and news was like the first thing to go.
Your follower count. You were following too many people.
I'm coming off as a desperate bitch.
You're like my ratio is a little too.
Yeah, I'm like following 50,000 accounts of 20 followers. It's
how many
rough.
Do you follow on Twitter?
I don't know.
I'm about 2,500.
How many do you follow? You're the big Twitter guy.
2,500. I just
you follow 2,500 guys? Yeah. Wow, that's mighty generous.
I'm
of
a
you.
Man of the people.
Man, our fucking so our Why Should We Care Twitter account, we're following 170 and we have 147 followers.
Oh hell yeah.
That's pretty pathetic, right. Actually.
I get like Rooster Teeth people following me now.
Man, I don't even know who. I've heard of Rooster Teeth. I don't know.
They do like internet videos.
They just do the Halo ones, right?
Yeah, Red versus Blue. Yeah. But they got like fans of just like the company. Okay. And like, so if you work for the company, they like want to.
Yeah, they put out a movie like last year, right?
Yeah, Laser Team.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And then they put out Bloodfest as recently. It's like a horror movie.
Oh, I feel like I've seen that name around, but didn't watch it. But I will. Were you in it? No? I
could have been an extra. They kept doing a casting call for extras, but I'm like, I'm not going to go out there at 6 p.m. Like, I'm going to go home.
You old manned it up.
Totally. Like,
could have been in Bloodfest, man. I would have stayed.
I get mad at, like, stand-up shows now that start, like, after 8.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Like, who's got time for that?
I'll keep that in mind. I always put you early.
Oh, I always am like, can I get up early?
Yeah, I remember you asked me last time. Now I know he needs to get his sleep.
He's tired, yeah.
I think like, shows should be as late as 8 and then let people, like, get home and get to work. I'm with you on that.
Work night,
eight.
Fuck it. Yeah. No, weekends too.
I know.
Yeah.
Our show ended Monday at 11:30 p.m. I don't even think of how late that is for a Monday.
It's ridiculous. It's
a bunch of youths hanging out though. Yeah, so
they got the energy, right?
And me.
Well, how old are you?
26.
Yeah, bullshit.
36.
36? So you're not that. You're not that.
You're right. I'm not. Let's move on. You're right. Nobody's old in here. It's not weird because no one's old. Anyway, I'm following 798 people on Twitter. I need to plump up that number, I guess. And it's about to shoot down to 797 if you catch my drift.
Boom.
So anyway, we got a little bit more time left to suck whatever we can out of this newspaper's topic. Yeah, I don't know. Do you got anything on this, AJ?
I mean, it's my piece about the papers.
It's so interesting because I do think like, all right, the Colin Kaepernick thing that just happened, right?
Yeah.
Like I think
I
like,
cut up my Nike socks. Who else is with me? Yeah.
I just burnt my old Felas.
Right. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, they were not even connected. But like, I just felt like that's such an obvious bullshit thing. But I can't imagine the other side, what news media they're getting, and I would just get frustrated.
I think they got some leggy blonde.
Listening to what they're getting.
Yeah, you know? Tommy Lauren, like, you know, just yelling, and just all these old resentful white dudes who are just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's never like anybody who stole those shoes that's like, oh, so burning them later. It's just like they went to the store and bought them.
Right. Like, or burning hundreds of dollars worth of clothes.
You can't boycott it. You already bought the shit.
Yeah, they got Nike got that money.
All right, we're getting a call. We did put out a tweet earlier for 1-800-YCARE for some of our callers. We have.
Is this real?
Yeah, we have a couple people that listen. We're live in a few lucky counties. Caller, we're here with Brian Garr talking about newspapers. Are you there?
Hello. Hello, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. How you doing?
I made it through?
Yeah, you made it through.
Oh, my God, I've been calling for months. Yeah, hi, my name is Brian. Spelled with an I.
Okay, Brian.
Okay, honestly, I've been calling for months. Was it? I'm kind of thrown off. Was it? didn't think I was going to get through here. I'm a little starstruck. Is AJ there?
I'm here, Brian. How you doing, dude?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
You? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm shaking now. AJ, everybody at my work, I work at a newsstand, everybody there is huge fans. You're freaking crazy, dude. Like, I'm pretty conservative, but some of the stories you tell, man, you have a wild life.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Brian,
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We have a lot of AJ fans that call in here on the reg.
Yeah, I don't even know why he doesn't have his own show. Back to papers. Yeah, my name is Brian.
Yeah, you said you work at a newsstand?
Well, yeah, kinda.
What do you mean?
I mostly just hang out by the recycle bins across the street from my work. Yeah, a lot of newspapers in those bins.
Okay, all right.
That's good.
I don't mean to get political on here, but I wanted to call and just say I agree with everything that this guest Brian Garr is saying. I agree with 100% of everything.
Oh yeah, and how do you receive your news? I guess is that a
yeah. That's,
yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah, how do you receive your news, Brian?
Like political news or personal?
Let's go with personal.
Personal? Well, yeah. Usually the person just tells me face to face.
All right, let's go with political.
Political? Well, usually some of my friends just tell me face to face what's going on.
Okay, awesome. So you called in.
No, I mean, if I'm not around friends, which is rare, I've got plenty.
Okay.
If I'm not around friends, I'll just get it on my, text from CNN or Fox News or whatever, on my iPhone.
Okay, good, good. You should have said that at the beginning, but. Do you have any questions for Brian Garr?
Yeah, Brian Garr.
Yeah, buddy.
Crazy. My last name is Guard.
Really? That's crazy.
Like Guard?
How do you spell yours?
It's with two A's. Gaar. It's Dutch.
Okay. And so how? Next question. How? What do you do for a living?
I work at Rooster Teeth. It's an internet video company.
That's. Some sort of cock dental service or what?
Kind of, yeah. We make videos on YouTube. We put out a bunch every day.
I work at a rescue, a kitten rescue. So I'm in the animal game too. We don't brush their teeth. That's weird though.
I don't think that's what he said.
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Birds have teeth. Roosters have teeth.
I think it's a joke. It was some sort of joke on their show Red versus Blue.
That's crazy.
Is that a debate?
No, I think it's a Halo show. I was going to actually bring up the teeth thing, too.
I don't know. I don't know what... I was just going to say, I work at this kitten rescue, and I hang out at the dumpsters across the street, the recycle bin, because they got plenty of papers there. Oh, those cats love pooping on it. They love it. They won't poop on anything else other than newspapers.
See, they're useful. They're useful. You can line your litter boxes with them. You can wrap fish in them. It's great.
Yeah, I poop in them sometimes. I'm not just full of personal, but I pooped it. I've had a couple rough years. Alcoholism. My wife died. I was accused of her murder. And so I had to live on the street and poop in a lot of newspapers.
Did you beat the charge? Did you beat the charge?
It's ongoing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, well, Brian, did you say your last name was Guard at G-U-A-R-D?
No, it's G A R R R RD.
Guard.
Guard. I like that.
A lot of R's.
Well, that's not.
We might be related. That's how it was spelled in the old country.
Which country?
Nebraska, I think.
That's a state, you friggin' ding-dong.
He's right.
All right, so, well, Brian, we appreciate you calling in. Do you have anything else on newspapers?
Yeah.
Or anything you want to get off your chest?
The only thing on newspapers is news, you friggin' silly goose. AJ!
Huh? What's up?
You... I just need a... I wish I could touch you!
Yeah, well, maybe one of these days, man.
Are you a paperhead?
No, I haven't ever subscribed to a newspaper.
Nah, I bet you just nut inside of every broad.
Yeah, more or less.
You're crazy, dude.
Yeah, you're crazier. Anyways,
what are you guys up to?
Hey, I'll just go ahead and end the call. All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Like, what are you guys up to? Does County call into every show?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's Brian Guard.
Yeah, that was the first time having that caller on the... don't even know who that is.
A different guy.
Oh, man, you say you don't even subscribe to the news. Yeah, you're here to talk about that.
Yeah, I worked for newspaper for 16 years.
And when you worked there, did they give you a free paper?
Yeah, you get it for free.
Oh, nice.
So I can get one when I walk in. I could get two if I wanted.
You just have one rolled, one in your back pocket, exactly. And just holding on to another one.
Just line my torso with them in case I get stabbed.
Have you ever had have you ever been in the paper?
Yeah, I was a reporter for most of that time.
Oh, I mean, like your picture and everything and like a piece on you, like Brian Gar.
You mean like how they have your little photo by your story?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. That's cool. Yeah. Before stand-up, that was like I thought I was like famous.
Yeah, when I met that. You were, people would always say that, like, from the Statesman.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Gar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this guy's a thing. Do you have connections there still?
He has a job. Yeah, I mean, the ones that aren't getting fired, but
could
yeah.
Could you get someone to do a write-up on us of any kind?
Maybe.
You guys are hearing it here first. This is what it's like in the business. I got him cornered, and I'm going for the kill.
Yeah, and shit's going. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I mean,
anything.
I
could, the podcast, the I show, could, anything.
I could send an email on your behalf that probably will get ignored, but I'd be happy to do that.
Our 7-year anniversary is in March. Tell them that they should say something.
Well, that's
about
good.
It.
You got a lot of lead time. That's good. A There's a lot of advanced time.
To no, earn it.
It's going to give the reporter a lot of time to research that story.
I think Pat did that guy, his name is Jonathan Barlow or something like that. I don't know. He did a
Joe Barlow?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a
He was on ATX with me.
Yeah, he did a Yeah, that's right. He did a thing with Pat on some news channel he was working on, and then he got fired or some shit right after the Pat stuff. That's the way Pat says it.
But, that's funny. We used to have Pat on all the time.
Let him go because he did a thing with me.
No, that's just Pat trying to take credit. Just trying to be a
piece
big
of shit.
Trying to be a big chug. Little bald shit.
Oh man. All right, so we're just gonna, true. I mean,
I
we can go
you,
off
I
on
love
Pat.
You, Pat Dean.
No, none of that.
Take none it back now. Love. It's all right. Out there.
Are y'all fighting or y'all?
Always. I mean, I only see him once a month, and that's when we do the show together.
For shit's gold.
Yeah, that's like.
Oh, y'all won't hang out?
Nah. I mean, it ain't that we hate each other. I think we just got enough. We get it.
I think all you, because in my mind, all you youngsters.
At Sandstone. All the old men that didn't move on with their lives and stayed
all the
at
ones
Sandstone.
Still here.
Yeah. Me and Pat just, you know, he wears
Are y'all
a wig.
Still at Sandstone?
Yep, yep. Everybody should know that if you won't come to Austin, come out to Sandstone, hit me up. I'll
does
be
Stat,
there.
Why is everybody still, does Stat still manage it or
no,
did he move on?
No, he moved on and then he managed. Some new apartments now.
Dang.
Any more brain busters?
Sorry, this is just like
no. I mean, that just shows you how little we care about newspaper. I guess we're talking about Joe Stats.
Oh, ouch!
The guy from the karate episode
who does not age.
No,
he gets
doing all right.
He's him and Pat Dean look like they could be brothers, right? Just because they're both
they're
bald,
white
bald
dudes.
White men. Yeah.
Didn't they both choose baldness? Like, that was like
I'm introduced them as skinheads when I meet them now, just to see what happens.
Joe looks like he could be a skinhead.
First time I met him, I thought he was. I came to Austin to visit, and it was the first Live at Coal Town show I saw.
Yeah.
And he was headlining.
Oh, wow.
30 minutes in, and in a... That's why I moved here. I saw him headline. I was like, this guy's fucking headlining. I'm going to be crushing it in a year. So he inspired me to move.
I love Jill Stein.
Me too. All right. So I think that's pretty much what we got on newspapers.
Sorry, this kind of fizzled out. I feel like I talked myself out of it.
Hey, man. We set the show up, so it's okay for us to not give a shit. Yeah, I think AJ might have even cared a little.
Yeah, weirdly, I won over AJ, maybe.
Yeah,
we talked for a little while.
I might consider a paper.
Hey, you know,
but
me too. I've talked myself into it, I think.
So I will say, so like, you say the topic's newspaper, but you're just more talking about like
journalism.
Just news story. Yeah, journalism.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like,
so the title of the episode will be newspaper. But if you've made it this far, know that we're aware that it's just all journalism.
Took a switched it up on you.
Yeah.
Little, ooh,
who are some of your favorite like news personalities on television? I mean, I have a couple. That's the only reason I'm.
I like Charlie LaDuff. He like won a Pulitzer, then he moved to Detroit and did like local news.
Charlie LaDuff?
Yeah, but you have to look up some of his videos on YouTube. He would like chase down city council members and like try to make them eat dog food and shit, like do all these stunts. Yeah.
Oh, so he was like a comedy news person?
No, legit, like he won a fucking Pulitzer for the New York Times and then switched to TV. Charlie, LEDUFF. I don't think he does it anymore. That guy fucking rules.
I'm more of a Skip Bayless man myself.
Do you really? That's because you're a Dallas guy.
Well, no, I mean, I disagree with a lot of what he says.
Yeah. He just seems like he's trolling.
I like Max Kellerman more.
Yeah.
I think Max Kellerman's good. Do you like Stephen A. Smith?
No, I don't. I don't care for him.
He's a, I don't know. He's annoying, but some.
I used to be really into Bill Simmons, but now I like am sick of his shit.
Oh man, I like Anderson Cooper.
I like the Coop.
Are you a Coop guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I mean, how could you not? Just don't stare into those eyes.
Yeah, right. Look at him.
Yeah,
dude.
He's like the Ice King on Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, like those eyes. Is. He looks just like him, and that's why I believe every goddamn word he says.
He's the first guy when he came out as gay. I was like, what? All right, I can see that. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, it wasn't even a like. Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's fine. Whatever. Who cares? Like,
sorry, like, ladies. You can't.
I kind of always felt like he was gay the whole time.
Yeah, you can't get our best one.
Yeah.
That one's for us.
That one's ours.
We're keeping that one back.
The Ice King.
For the fellas.
All right, Age, you have anything you want to throw on this at all?
you had
moments. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
he jumped. Sorry I came off so aggressive.
It's all right. There's a good movie called Good Night and Good Luck about journalism.
There you go.
About Ed Murrow.
Have you seen it?
I did not.
Me either.
You can watch it on HBO now.
I've heard of it. Brian, do you think you'll actually watch it?
Yeah. That's one of those I keep meaning to. There's one called The Paper about... it's got Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. It's about the Washington Post decision to publish the Pentagon Papers.
Oh, okay. That was the Washington Post, right?
Yeah.
It was called The Paper?
Yeah.
That came out like a year ago?
Yeah, not that long, like a year.
Well, we're tossing these out. There's a movie called Newsies that you guys should check out. It's about a bunch of homeless kids that pass the paper around.
All the President's Men was awesome, like back in the...
Is that Harrison Ford in it?
No, it's got Robert Redford.
Is that an old movie?
No, we talked about that.
You're thinking
movie.
Of Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, I am.
What's that one online thing? The Young Turks. I keep being told that those guys are really good, but every time I accidentally click on them, I'm like, I don't like
these
guys. Yeah,
they fucking sucks.
Yeah, Young Turks come up in my feed a lot, and I'm like, yeah, it seems like they're on the right side of history, but their production value is too shit.
Yeah, I like my shit.
They never say funny stuff, and it looks like that's their
aim.
It's
like watching an indie film that seems cool, but it's boring as fuck. Yeah. I like to watch just high like value production, a lot of bucks thrown at this project.
I want
to
see it all up on the screen.
Fox News looks beautiful. Too bad it's shit.
I'd recommend some more news with Cody Johnston. I like his stuff. He's a guy that used to work for Cracked, but then they fired a bunch of people. But he does a little more research and he kind of like does funny stuff. He's like John Oliver if he wasn't as censored as much.
I like John Oliver. Man, I actually like get a lot. I like Colbert and
John Oliver's been hiring like actual journalists to like research the pieces he does.
Yeah, those shits are so thought out.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah,
And like, how he's doing this? He's doing journalism. Yeah. He's just like putting a funny, you know, spin on it.
Were you the one that said that you didn't think John Oliver was funny? I'm putting you in the moment right
no,
now.
No, I've always loved John Oliver.
It's Andrew Murphy. Yeah. Spread it out. It's the Murph dog.
Oh, fuck that. He's great.
Yeah. I'm going to play this episode in the living room while he's doing dishes.
I like how
blast it up right about now. This fuck is a you, Andrew.
This is a tangent, but I like how Fox News, like, whenever they'll fire like Gretchen Carlson or somebody, or they'll leave because, you know, they've been sexually harassed, you know, repeatedly.
Yeah.
They'll just replace her with just somebody who looks almost exactly like
really?
Her.
That's on Fox?
Just another blonde lady in a short skirt.
Is that girl Tommy Lauren? Is she still on Fox?
I thought
her show got canceled.
She was at Glenn Beck's outfit. The Blaze, and then kind of fell out with them, and then she like contributes to Fox News.
I see people getting online battles with her constantly.
Yeah, it's like, just ignore her. Like, she's just trying to like stir up shit.
She's so mean. It's crazy. So, I can't wait to meet her one day. I'll feel
so beautiful.
I don't know who makes me more nervous, her or Axel. All right.
Nancy Grace used to scare me.
Nancy Grace?
Yeah, she was just so mean.
Who's that lady who got into a fight with one of the kids from Parkland? Like, he got her like in some deep shit because she talked about his IQ.
Oh, yeah. Laura...
She told LeBron
Laura
to shut
Ingram?
Yeah, she told LeBron to shut up and dribble. I was like, this is going to be like the new O'Reilly. Right?
she used to
no fuck, love in her heart.
She used to fuck Dinesh D'Souza. They used to date. He's like this.
Oh, I think I do know who that is.
He's this commentator who, like, now he makes all these crazy like movies about how the Democrats are the real racists because they were on the South Side in the Civil War. It's like, yeah, man, but shit has changed.
Dinesh, why? Right. Why are you spreading falsehoods, Dinesh?
Yeah, he makes money.
That's bro. How I always feel when I watch Fox. I was like, why?
It's because everybody just wants to get their own shitty little audience. You know, like, everybody knows they're not going to be a national celebrity with this shit.
And man, but they know what enough. They're doing, yeah, and they yeah. do it fucking well.
It's like Alex Jones. Like, his shit is just so he can sell supplements. So
some politicians, I'm like, man, it takes some kind of... something to be able to just tell bold face lies on television in the face of millions and just have a straight face the whole time. Like, what's his name?
Just a bunch of
O'Connell guy.
Just a bunch of clowns. Mitch McConnell.
Yes, that turtle looking guy. Like, yeah, I've seen like pressers where there's people are just asking him questions. He just stays in pure silence.
Yeah, like, and he ignores all move. Of them.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I went to a wrestling show and JR was like that. Like, he did not fucking
Jim Ross?
Move. Like, even when he was like calling a match, it's like only his mouth was moving.
Were people like, just like, I imagine him cutting like, a commercial and people just sent by. I'm like, JR, what the fuck is up?
No, like, he just there's no wasted motion. He's just like stock still. And you know, on the audio, like, but he's like losing his shit. He's like screaming.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Jim Ross is a good place to end it, if any.
Yeah.
Jim Ross should work for a news.
That would be
I would watch the news every fucking day.
Yeah, especially because he's got like that paralyzed face, so he can't like talk that great.
It'd be fun to watch. All right,
and informative.
Brian, we want to thank you for coming on the episode.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Of course.
Sorry, it was about newspapers.
Hey, it's not about us. It's about them out there.
Yeah. But at least like you knew what you were going for, you did it. And you didn't leave vague as rock guys. So, you know, that's
I, on guys. The other hand, will think about accepting your apology. AJ's a little easier to win over than myself. Yeah. You can follow Brian on Twitter at Brian Gar. Or don't, because he doesn't need followers.
Always need more.
I feed off of followers.
I need him to live.
If you're here in Austin, come to Cap City. Catch him on September 12th through the 15th. He'll be working with Jeff Dye. That's going to be a fun-ass weekend.
I like having a show to plug. It makes me sound so much more legit.
I know.
Yeah.
We've had people in here that are like, currently I have nothing. I am taking a sabbatical by force.
That's my choice.
No one's bucking me. AJ, you got anything?
Not a thing.
Never.
I just like to keep my weekends free and see what comes up.
I know. You've been like going on nature walks, no?
Yeah, I check it out. Go out there and, you know, see the trees and the birds.
Great
and
weather for it.
If you guys want to go on a nature walk, hit up AJ. And can they join?
No.
All right. No. That's, you jack off in the woods?
Can neither confirm nor deny.
That's a confirm.
nor deny.
What do you have coming up, Mr. Showbiz?
I will be
don't jerk off in the
watching
woods.
Brian Gar at Cap City September 12th and 15th. I'll be stoked. If you got some nuggets or some corn dogs, please toss me a couple. Friday night, I'll be at Live at Cold Town at 10 o'clock. Saturday, I will be... I forgot the name of the show, but it's Robert Segovia's Bat Show.
Is that here in Austin?
It's yeah.
Is this one of those shows? Is this one of those shows that open micers start when they can't get booked anywhere else, and so they start like?
No.
It's the South Austin Pizza Show.
No, hey man, they
just kidding.
Have kolaches just, there.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. That's yeah. way better than.
And you get two free ones. He told me he was like,
what?
He was like, hey man, you get two. I'm looking for the little message.
Is this at Batch?
Robert, hit
yeah,
me.
Yeah, is the place called Batch? Yeah.
Robert, hit me up. I'll do that
yeah,
show.
We went yeah. there that one time.
Yeah, it's at Comedy Batch on September 9th, 8:30. But he put a question mark. So he's in. He was like, want to be on September 9th, 8:30? I was like, do I get to decide the start time of the show? But yeah, the two kolaches are confirmed. So if you don't like my comedy, but you just want to see me eat two kolaches, that's going to be going down. Other than that, follow us on Twitter at WSWC Podcast. You can subscribe if you're not subscribed now.
Yeah,
give us a little review, only if it's positive, because I think the negative ones would just damn near tear me apart.
Yeah, don't do off. That.
Don't
They're
do that.
It'll
piss
here.
Me right off.
Yeah.
All right, so we've come to that time. It's time for the care meter. From a scale of 1 to 10, 1, you don't care. 10, you care. AJ, newspapers, what do you give it?
Newspapers, 3, just because like they're vintagey and you know it's like I guess they're cool to see every once in a while, just like a VCR. But journalism gets a 10 because it's
Hell
important.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know you were gonna do a splitter like that.
I had to because like it's I think that's kind of what the episode was.
Yeah. Okay, so newspaper, I'll probably give it like a. Like a 1, because
yeah.
I don't give a fine fuck about the newspaper.
I see
You
it.
Know that about me.
I do.
And journalism, man, I'm so tempted to toss it a 1, but yeah, I guess it's important. So yeah, we're going to go with the 10 on it.
The truth isn't subjective,
you did
know?
A splitter.
Does this make me the new champion of the show? Like, because I got 10s?
Did you get 10 on Beverly Hills?
No. AJ didn't give a fuck about it. You were like, okay.
That's part of my bad.
But you were just being nice.
Yeah. Like,
I think Risto is still the champion.
Risto?
Yeah.
He had double 10s?
Yeah, he had
Arrested double Development. That was cheap, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's hard to get people to care about a great show.
Yeah. Like
well, it is it's harder now.
Right. Bob came on, we gave him he did a fairness and you have to give 10 a fairness. I don't know what I gave him, but
Bob Kuzrabi?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Bob.
I wanted to give him a 1, but like the topic I couldn't
I
couldn't
blame
the
topic.
You
got to like it. And then I think also like being adopted, we had to kind of just be like, adopt people.
She was sitting right there. Yeah.
She was sitting right there.
Yeah, you can't like
I was like, no offense, you know I like you as a person, but I give adoption 1. But I don't really care.
I just think if those parents don't want them.
Yeah. See, I think you
It's like
been
if a blind person showed up and was like trying to tell you it's not that bad, like you had to go with it.
It's a no offense. I walk you to the door, but it's a 1 because I can see.
I need to see.
I see. I think you did Beverly Hills 90210 last time. You should have just done Beverly Hillbillies this time and kept it Beverly themed.
And then Troop Beverly Hills.
It was right
and then
there.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
You go,
and
the actor
Beverly D'Angelo.
Jethro is dead now.
R.I.P.
Both of them.
R.I.P. Burt Reynolds.
All right. I don't.
Jim Varney.
I'll give that a 1.
I like Jim Varney.
Varney.
Ernest.
Yeah.
He played the
like how Chris
we're just naming people we love now that are no longer with
us. He played Clampett,
on the ring.
Yeah, I
get what
he played
going.
Like the main dad, the only dad.
No, there was an older actor who did it before him, but yeah.
But you know what the fuck I mean. Wait, I know he didn't play the show and didn't play him 50 years later.
I misunderstood.
Dropped.
I thought you didn't know
we're
that.
We're in a fight in the parking lot. Thanks so much for coming on again, Brian. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You'll probably care a lot, but Chris and Richard will probably not.
International.